Coast to coast on the World Wide Web, this is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg here. There's a new sheriff in town here at Standardbred Canada. Not necessarily a sheriff, but a new CEO. The selection process was long and detailed, and it did emerge with a new chief executive officer. We'll speak to the new boss on this edition of Trot Radio. He is the new CEO of Standardbred Canada, and I guess I've got to refer to him as boss. John Gallagher, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you very much, Norm.
And welcome to Standardbred Canada.
Thank you once again. I'm really looking forward to getting started in mid-May.
You went through a very exhaustive selection process. Obviously, the ideas you have resonated with the selection committee. First of all, though, tell us a little bit about yourself. Your background is in IT, and you come from a thoroughbred background more than anything else, having worked at Magna.
This is true, and my more recent background is on the thoroughbred side at Magna Entertainment. But prior to that, I did grow up on the business side, initially from an education standpoint. I'm a chartered accountant. It's been a long time since I've used or deployed those skills, but grew up on in the thoroughbred side as it comes to racing.
What brought you over to the standardbred side? This opportunity alone, or have you been a fan of standardbred racing much?
Truthfully, it was really the opportunity, and I feel very fortunate about the whole timing. Standardbred Canada's need to replace their current CEO with Ted's upcoming retirement. Given Magna Entertainment's Chapter 11 filing and their financial distress, I was beginning to sort of test the market and look for an opportunity in the gaming sector, but ideally within horse racing. And when I saw the job posting on Standardbred Canada's website, it really intrigued me, and I started to spend more and more time on the website, listening to your podcast, reading the blogs, and as you said, it was a long process, and I applied for the job early on. Immediately expressed a great interest, and throughout the recruiting process, my interest continued to grow. And so I think it's a great fit, and you know, I look forward to joining an organization. I've heard great things about the staff and the people.
It's all true. They're great people over at Standardbred Canada. I got to ask you, because obviously you're not walking into the easiest of situations. You're in the racing industry overall, and nobody needs to tell you that we've got some problems here. Obviously, you seem ready to take on the challenge.
Well, the challenges of racing are not new to me. And so I come into the role with my eyes wide open, but I think with you know, without challenge, you know, life would be boring. Now, having said that, fixing the challenges of racing is going to really be more of a marathon than a sprint. Mm-hmm. So I hope people will you know, give us a little bit of time for me to get my feet under me. But I want to spend a good portion of my time in the first few months really speaking with the staff, speaking with the members of the organization and the stakeholders, and, you know, more important than speaking, really listening to what people have to say, and, you know, use that feedback as a tool to sort of guide the direction that we want to head at Standardbred Canada.
You have an IT background, as we said. With that background, what can we expect from your vision for Standardbred Canada?
Well, truth be told, agreed. I do have an IT background, and as a result, in my role at MEC, I worked a lot with organizations on the thoroughbred side that offer similar services to what Standardbred Canada offers. So be that Equibase or Encompass or the technology companies at the Jockey Club, I own those relationships and work quite closely with those individuals for Magna Entertainment. But will that dictate the vision and direction for Standardbred Canada? I think naturally it will have some influence, but I think what we need to do is look at, you know, over and above the core competencies of Standardbred Canada, being that standard-setting body and data warehouse, industry information dissemination for the industry, we need to look at what are, you know, a few core projects that we can take on and really contribute value for the industry. We have to be careful, I think, that we don't take on too much and that those projects that we do take on, that we drive them to completion.
The fact that you do have an IT background, Mr. Gallagher, I think is exciting from the standpoint of one who handicaps, because I would love to see some changes to what is an excellent service in Trackit, but I'd love to see some additions, things like stats for driver-trainer combinations, because you mentioned the thoroughbred influence, and I tend to be influenced greatly by some of the thoroughbred handicapping ideas, you know, sires that produce first-time winners, things like that. Is that something we might be able to look forward to?
Well, I want to be careful that I don't comment too much on changes, be it from a vision or strategic direction or at a tactical product level. You know, I haven't even worked a single day in the role yet. I haven't spoken with any of the staff members or any of the stakeholders. So I think it's a little premature to start talking about those changes.
Just getting excited, boss. Don't worry about it.
Well, but though, these are the types of things that, you know, I hope to hear and want to hear from individuals. I think that we can look at, you know, some of the products and service offerings from the thoroughbred side. I do clearly have some preconceived ideas. Not really ready to share those yet, but want to share them with the staff and get some feedback, and truthfully, better understand what's there today.
Now, if you had a magic wand, taking a look at the lay of the land as it pertains to standardbred racing, if you had a magic wand, what would you wave it over to try and change something?
Well, if only I had a magic wand, life would be much easier.
At least I didn't ask you if you were a color, what would you be? Seriously, though.
Well, I don't know if I'd have any better answer for that either, but I guess if someone was to give me a magic wand, the first thing I would do is grant myself an endless supply of wishes. We have lots to do in racing. If we want to return it to the glory days, and that endless supply of wishes would certainly come in handy. Mm-hmm. But realistically, nobody's going to give me a magic wand. We're going to have to, as I said earlier, really listen to people. Identify what are the things that we can really contribute value for our stakeholders.
Yep.
Make sure that we supplement our core services, look at offering enhanced products that are appreciated by our fans. And
I think you hit it right in the head right there. I think that's a big one, just my own opinion. I'm very excited about what's going on with Canada One Racing. I would think your background in IT will be a great asset towards the fruition of that project. I'm sure you're aware of Canada One, but I'm looking forward to seeing you at work, Mr. Gallagher. And the first day on the job will be what day?
Well, I haven't even had a chance to speak with my new boss yet about that, but I would say it's either a day or two prior to the Preakness, or maybe a day or two subsequent to the Preakness. So,
quite fitting.
Late next week or beginning of the following.
Quite fitting. Best of luck in the new endeavor. Speaking as one who is affiliated with Standardbred Canada, I look forward to working with you and wish you nothing but the best. John Gallagher, thank you for being on Trot Radio.
Thank you very much, Norm, and maybe we can get into some more details next time we chat.
For sure. All right, everybody, the boss is here. Look busy. Kidding. That will do it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada in cooperation with Borg Communications.